On the 26th day of June 2002, the phrase "under God" in the Pledge of Allegiance was nearly declared unconstitutional. However, the Supreme Court was of a different view. Hello and welcome to the Craze Podcast, hosted by myself, Isaac.
My name is Sava, the other partner in crime. The Craze Podcast, a podcast that brings back major events, dragging through time, making relevance today. How are you, our dear listeners? We are happy to be back.
How have you been, Isaac?
I've been fine. I've been listening to my favorite songs, you know them. I could play it right now.
Your old song.
Eh? I could play it right now, but...
Save me, mostly me and our listeners, the trouble of having to listen to your old music.
My old music.
Dear listener, I should tell you, Isa is not from our time. Don't be fooled by...
Old is gold. Old is gold, I'm telling you. And it has done wonders for me. Those songs are so... those lyrics are so touching. I mean, just these things of...
They're so touching. That's... Okay.
What were you going to say? Don't tell me you're going to say BS.
You said it for me. Why should I say it to you? Tell our listeners what the Craze Podcast is about. The Craze Podcast is about, we tell you, we inform you of events that you probably knew about, you probably didn't, but we give you the different side of the story you didn't know, the other version of the story you probably never had or would never have had,
yeah,
if it hadn't been for us. So please,
don't sound like that. Don't sound so authoritative about information. Anyway, I will set the record straight.
You're making me sound...
Oh my God, I mean, it is me. It is me time. Let me shine, Isaac.
Please, go ahead.
Let me shine. The Craze Podcast is going to bring about those events. I mean, they've sculptured history. And what are their relevance today? There is that note that you miss. We are looking at that. There's that note that we want to understand. We are capturing that. So either
the note.
Yeah, I mean, that part of history, that part of the story.
Okay. This guy these days has words I don't understand. However, anyway, going back to the Pledge of Allegiance.
What have you been up to? Why? What's the rush? You're not going. What have you been doing?
We've been preparing for the show. You know this. Okay, maybe the listeners don't know. We've been the past a month or so, we've been preparing the podcast thing.
If I'm to say the past, I should say the past few weeks, not months. It hasn't been that long, and this episode today is
our very first,
and how do they say, maiden episode?
They say a lot of things.
It is a maiden, the Genesis podcast.
I'm going back to June 26, 2002. So a gentleman
knows. Are we safe with that whooping cough? I hope.
Lisa, me and you know that I probably have worse diseases than you do. I probably, my cough will even heal whatever.
What? Are you trying to denounce me to society?
I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to communicate and keep interrupting you. So what happened is that in the United States of America, one Michael Newdon, who was born in 1953, his date of birth is not really important. However, he's an American attorney, and he had a daughter who was in school. So, okay, he's a well-known atheist. He's a well-known atheist. So he had a daughter in school. His daughter stands for one of the posts of leadership in school. So she had to be sworn in, and she had to swear the Pledge of Allegiance, which is, in Uganda, we call it
the Oath of Allegiance.
Yes, we call it the Oath of Allegiance. The United States of America, it's called the Pledge of Allegiance. So what happened is that he took a case to court, praying that the court declares the phrase "under God," which is in their Pledge of Allegiance, unconstitutional on grounds of discrimination and the fact that if America is really a free country, and all even atheists should be granted their freedom of not believing in the fact that there is a God.
Now, that brings us to today's topic, which is...
It already brought us to today's topic.
All right. Okay, but let me remind us. Atheism today in our contemporary world, or in Uganda, basically...
So who's an atheist? An atheist as it's like to believe that they are free thinkers. Free thinkers are people who whose beliefs are not based on tradition or religious beliefs, but on reason and logic, and sometimes science.
All the time, it's science. Wouldn't you believe in science?
Okay. It's a combination of all. Logic, reason, and science. Logic and reason. Okay.
What? You don't need to get this whole thing twisted. The bottom line is this people believe in science, logic, reasoning, and those are the lines. Not anything to do with religion?
So what happened to what happened to Michael Newton is that the Supreme Court declared that he had no legal standing to bring a case on behalf of his daughter, seeing as that his daughter who could have brought a case and not him. So in a way they sort of avoided the issue of determining whether the phrase "under God" was unconstitutional or not. So that is how he failed in his attempt to have the phrase "under God" declared. However,
speaking of the pledges, the first pledge in the United States was in 1892, and it was formulated by Francis Bellamy, and it reads as follows: "I pledge allegiance to my flag and the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all."
So it didn't have "under God" or anything to do with God.
Now the revised
1892, right?
Yeah. The revised one and the current one, which almost brought problems for the states, was that "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, as one nation under God, or rather as one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice." So, in the revised version, they introduced the phrase "under God." So that is where the whole controversy comes from.
And the phrase "under God."
And
so, do you think it's fair that it is a sort of... Okay, let me say, do you think it's fair that free thinkers are sort of excluded, or they are not considered when swearing in that they don't believe in God or Allah or... be it Buddhism or any other sort of religion, or the fact that there's a being out there watching out for us, or a spirit out there watching out for us, do you think it is fair that when they get to swearing, they have to say "under God," or for Uganda's case, "so help me God"?
Well, I think it depends, but for someone who does not fear anything else apart from what he believes in,
they fear science.
They don't.
They fear
Fear
the fact that they are one of the people who believe that if you're not good to the environment, well, you're going to have a desert very soon.
Now, let me tell you something. Religion brings up that check and balance. Whereas
which check? Checking on
whatever you can do. Whereas we do things to our human. Among ourselves as humans, there's such a point where human beings give up. They say we cannot punish. That is why we have divine punishments. I mean,
yes. We believe there are divine punishments. Every thinker believes it is something that has happened because someone else has kick-started it or something.
Now, society has a belief, and it's something that you cannot do away. Because remember, let's forget about religion. Let's go back to our African setting. You know, we have that African tradition, religion, ATR. If you remember correctly,
let me even say this. I don't even know. Okay, let me not say that.
Why not?
Let me not say that.
So okay, let me continue what I was saying. We have that religion there, and people say where human beings can punish some other person, some other being, some other spirit. And now imagine in a sense that someone believes that they can do anything for themselves. It is very hard for that person to really do something wrong without relying on himself, because he will do something wrong and he will get away with it. So people fear to trust such a person. That is why
That is why we have an authority.
Uh-huh. Like it is. It's supposed
that makes perfect
to
sense. Say that again.
I'm not here to say things. Repeat myself the whole day. Okay. In other words,
it sounds. It sounds. I had it even. Not that I had it thought of that, but
it is a check. It is a check that if we cannot, we as civilians, if we cannot do anything, there is that one being that will handle you.
Some people still go ahead and do all your bad things.
But we don't, thank God, we don't know.
And then we, for some reason, believe that when they die, oh, they are going to face this being on judgment day. And
but there are, of course, there are some things that happen.
After they've had all these people.
Some things that happen when you go back to history. How the likes of Napoleon ended up, how the likes of Hitler ended up. You find that it was not an understanding of a person.
What do you mean it was not?
It was not the making of people.
And it was not the making of people?
Okay, even if it was the making of people.
It was not the making of people. God was, do you really want to go
God down was working in lately.
So who's making was it?
What God's making. Because those people ended up bad, all they say. With all that, the connections.
That's why the atheists say that if God is so good, why does he let all these bad things happen?
Because you have to pay. There's always a price for anything that you do. Don't do something bad and you expect.
So
to
what
be...
do people who are under autocratic governments, what have they done to deserve all that?
What do you mean by autocratic government?
Okay. Very bad leadership.
What is so funny?
Did I say something funny?
Are there such people who are okay? But of course, bad leaders. Bad.
Okay, no. Let's not forget about this as non-belief that they are bad leaders. Right, in Uganda. We are not going to talk about politics, but if either of you, our listeners, suggests a particular happening that you want us to tell you about, a backstory that you possibly want to know about, we'll gladly do that. You can get in touch with us on our social media platforms, that's Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, The Craze Podcast, or how else can they reach us?
Get us to our Facebook pages.
I already said that. Anyway, or you could just listen to the podcast and listen in and send comments on Facebook, like I already said, or Instagram, or any other social media platform. Or if you're lucky enough and you have either my contact directly or Ether's contact, you can reach us directly and send us what? Feedback on what it's about. Going back to what was Ether saying?
We're going back to today's topic. We are saying we've been minding about the USA and all. Much as here, Uganda never adopted a state religion like we all know. So basically, we can believe in anything.
And we do. We really do.
And we can accommodate anyone. Even
we believe in anything. No, don't really accommodate anyone. But
yes, because 0.9% of the population claim they have no religion. So Isaac, there's that thing you're wondering, can an atheist become president? I'm going to answer it. You ask.
So let me ask. Do you know, there's a section of the public, I believe, that only believes in God simply because everyone else does. Just to fit in, but they don't really know what it is to believe in that there's a God. I strongly believe so.
Statement. You don't. I mean, you're not.
It's a judgmental statement, but it's the truth.
You don't plan on telling people that, hey, do you believe in God just because?
But they are there. I'm not going to confront anyone. No name names here.
It
but
very, very, very hard, and it is a very sensitive topic. So at that, I'll just answer the other question you're asking about if an atheist can become a leader. Well,
I didn't ask that, but okay, answer.
You asked me a while ago. No, you asked me when you were off air. So what?
Hey, okay. Mm-hmm.
So it goes back to what you're saying, that there's some people who believe in God. Yeah, okay, because there is the environment they are in, or maybe they believe in the same thing. Yes, it happens.
Bandwagon,
exactly. But for an atheist to become president, I feel
we are so religious, we can't, I don't know. We are so religious.
They can't even get
someone.
A vote.
I mean they it's even okay.
No, this
really, I want to say this in some way, not to sound like an atheist, but so that people don't stop this. Please don't stop listening to us by thinking, oh, one of those boys is an atheist. I'm not an atheist.
No, the views held here are not the views of
us.
Of us.
They are not. Who are they?
They come from history, digging up history.
We dig up this, but let me tell you something. This, everything we say here is, some of it is from our heads, some of it is from history. So it's up to you to judge. But what was I saying? Look, let me ask you what I was saying. I'm saying, you interrupted me.
Really?
Okay, go on with what you are saying.
I was saying, an atheist cannot get a single vote. Because religion is not all about. Okay.
But how would we even know that that's because you know how politics is. Like, they will just have to subscribe to some religion even when they don't believe in it.
So that is where.
Because I would be so dumb also to go like, oh, I'm an atheist and I want to be your leader.
Because practically speaking, religious denominations have put so many leaders into power. You agree? Our dear president, the Catholic Church.
Do you want to go there?
Yes. This is important for me.
I thought you said you didn't want to make this political.
But I cannot at the same time keep away the truth.
So as they are saying the truth and you are telling me you don't want to turn this into a political thing.
Okay, fine.
What is so scary about politics? What if I listen?
I know, and I'm in the fountain of knowledge. Yes, I appear to be.
That's not the case. You appear to be.
So, yes, I'm saying that an atheist.
The president, a Catholic Church, helped you get into power and everything.
Then you go to the Congo, they say. So, religions help us, and they are not all about.
They're actually by an association.
They give us a sense of belonging, minus all this other thing that we talk about, minus God. After God, there are some things that benefits of religion. Like, you see, socializing, talking to one another. So people forget all about that. So yeah, it brings in another good feeling other than the main thing.
The main thing?
Yeah, the main thing of religion, which is believing and worship.
Anywho, personally, I don't know. I think anything and everything is possible with the way the world is today. We can literally have an atheist president and we would never know it. So we just have to hope that all our presidents are actually subscribed to whatever religion they claim to subscribe to. The oath of allegiance of Uganda, some uninteresting fact is that it's in the constitution, I believe the fourth schedule. However, the part that talks about God, the part of so help me God, is in brackets. Why is it in brackets? I'm asking, you're not definitely one of the framers, though you're not of our time, but
okay, the reason why it's in brackets, let me tell you something. It is in brackets. No, it's what I think. Okay. Don't I have a right to my opinion?
You this is why I'm letting you speak, but if you didn't,
it's because the way they wrote it, they wrote God, yet we have Adam.
They would have clearly stated that. They would have just said, so help me God / Allah, instead of putting brackets. Me, I feel like brackets, like, if you don't believe in any of these things of God, and since we don't have a state religion, you can ignore it.
It's something that we need to talk about.
We're talking about it now.
Okay. It's something that needs an expert.
An expert?
Via the
draft. We're going to get that.
So in the next edition, we shall be bringing you as exactly why that thing is in brackets.
It's the first thing we'll do. It's going to be as assignment.
I did not bring that concern because as far as I'm concerned, I'm comfortable with the way it looks.
You're comfortable not knowing. You're comfortable with your ignorance. That's what
I prefer. I prefer.
You don't have to take the initiative to find out.
I prefer blind for you.
One of my teachers in high school happened to say that Christians are foolish believers. You foolishly believe that there is a God. Is that true?
I don't want to get there, Isaac. Like I told you, I don't want to get
there. We're already in this one, so we probably already said things that have annoyed people already.
Our podcast today went about ethics and their position.
And we are we apologize. Okay, I apologize if I'm saying anything that offends anyone.
This is a sensitive topic, but hey, we need to talk about it.
And we need to talk about, oh, by here, yeah, nothing is off.
And, you know, we need to talk about these things because we need to know more. There's a lot of things going on. Knowledge is power, like they say. So we do not sideline anything.
So keep listening in. We're on very, very many platforms. And the fact that you're already listening, yeah?
Let me take this opportunity to thank our added listeners.
Yes, our added listeners.
Yes.
In the next episode, we are going to make that those added listeners who keep getting in touch with us, reminding us when is the next episode coming out. One of you is even going to be invited very soon. We'll invite one of you to our studios to have a chat with us.
The big podcast listeners. Thank you very much.
Yes, what was I saying? I think we're on very many platforms. The main one is afropods.com, then there's anchor.com, there's Spotify, we're on Google Podcasts, we're on Breaker, we're on Stitcher, we're on Radio Public. Very many, but the fact that you're listening to this means you already know how to get a podcast. But
remember, though we have changed, we are still the same.
Yeah, we're still the same. we had to rebrand and everything. A lot happened. We had to change. What's that thing when the snake?
When things are fresh, that
when the snake gets rid of its own food, what is it called? Biology.
Oh, Isaac.
Guys, goodbye.
Wait,
before we embarrass ourselves.
No, I know what it does.
What? You know what it does. What is it called? That's a
mold.
Guys, bye.